This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Department of Homeland Security has put out a help wanted sign of sorts. It's asking private contractors to come up with what is basically the holy grail of air travel today, a machine that can speed up screening times. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
Since 9/11, the time it takes to process passengers through airport security has more than doubled, so says Perry Flint at the International Air Transport Association. Flint notes that more people are flying as well.
You can see the problem is that lines will get longer. So the industry is well aware of this, and governments are well aware of this.
Including Homeland Security, which is asking companies to come up with technology they call screen and walk, preferably a machine where passengers don't have to take off coats, shoes, jackets, jewelry. Sounds like something money could buy, right?
That's called the silver bullet. And to be honest, it doesn't exist.
Douglas Laird is a former security chief for Northwest Airlines. He says there's still an awful lot of R&D needed before they come up with technology that will allow passengers to just glide through security. Richard Bloom at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University says in the end, faster security lines will come from technology paired with better intelligence.
Otherwise, we'll be screening in a faster way, a better way, about people and things that really don't pose a significant threat. There'll be more danger to the general public, not less.
That's why the airlines hope the TSA can quickly expand its budding pre-check program, where flyers can get 5 years of expedited security checks in exchange for a background check, their fingerprints, and $85. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.